BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, we make Zane Lowe talk with a slight delay in his headphones, which only he can hear. He sounds really strange on the speech jammer, as you're about to hear. Innuendo Bingo features Radio 1's Jen Long from BBC Introducing. It's her first time, but believe me, she did not hold back. And I have no idea what happened on today's Real or No Real. Charlie Sloth was on, Zane Lowe joined in, Greg had a go. Have a listen.
BBC Radio 1.
Tuesday lunchtime, which means Innuendo Bingo is happening at 1:45. Today, it's Radio 1's Jen Long.
From BBC Introducing.
She's from BBC Introducing. Also, she's the one that announces the programmes on BBC Three.
Is she?
Yeah, she's the one that does all that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she does our BBC Introducing show. She also does a bit of BBC Three. It's Jen Long today at 1:45. She's a newbie, so make her feel welcome.
What do you mean by that? Really go for it?
Yeah, but also she'll be well nervous. So just make her feel at ease. That's what I'm saying. Maybe start off slow and then go in.
I see.
Because I find with the new ones, they don't tend to spit very far, first of all.
Shall I let you into a little bit of insider info? When there is someone new that I'm playing against, because obviously this happens twice a week, you get used to it a little bit. Every now and then you get a newbie. What I tend to do, just to test out how angry they get, to see how wet we can really go, I just sort of accidentally spray over the leg. Because that way, it's sort of, if they react badly to it,
yeah,
then I know it's, you know, stop doing that, just keep going in the bin.
I think, yeah, actually, when you do the first one, it's quite good because some of them go, oh, that's fine. And some of them go, oh, okay, that's what it's going to be like, yeah. Is it? So it could go one way or the other.
Yeah, and then the second one straight to the face.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be like that today.
Okay, just checking Jen Long off Radio 1's Twitter. She has just borrowed a towel from the gym that she's in and says, hope they don't mind. Hope they're not watching. So she's come prepared. She's bought a towel.
What do you mean? The gym aren't watching or that we're not meant to find out about that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know. I think she means that the gym hopefully won't notice that one of their towels have gone missing.
Ah.
Do they notice?
I don't know.
It's like Demi Lovato takes a pillow from every single hotel room that she's in.
That shouldn't be allowed. Sure,
but no, but then she'll replace another one. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, from another hotel. It's like a chain.
Yeah, it's like an exchange swap. So I think that's fine. But then some of them really posh hotels that she would be staying in have like a pillow menu. Have you seen that?
No.
You know, like you get a drinks menu or a food menu.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes, right, if anyone stays in posh hotels, back me up, there is a pillow menu where you can choose what pillow you want.
Oh, that's nonsense. And what's on the menu?
I don't know.
That's not a menu.
Look it up. Look up pillow menu. And I bet you there's loads of different ones. I can't even tell the difference between any. It's just a pillow.
Put your head on it. What you mean? So what you've been offered here, a pillow or a cushion?
No, you're being offered, like, what type of feathers in it.
Oh, come on.
Like, I think, exist. How soft or hard it is.
Just oh, waiting. It does exist,
thank
doesn't
you.
It?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. What are the choices, please?
Firm synthetic, medium down, firm down, U-shaped neck pillow.
See, Lovato's not thinking about this when she just swaps. She may have swapped a firm down with a...
Yeah, synthetic with up. A,
yeah, exactly. Not thinking about it, Lovato. You join me at a time where the idea of a pillow menu in a hotel is blowing my friend Chris's mind here.
I just find this ridiculous.
It's not just really posh hotels as well. Some of the budget ones now do it as well, people are telling me.
I found one hotel here that has a menu with something like 16... different pillows that you can choose from.
Thing is, if I ever had a pillow menu, I'd be not wanting to ask. I think it's a bit fussy.
So how does it work? Do you call room service? Is there a delivery charge for this?
Yeah, hi. Could I have the super firm duck, please?
Yeah, look, contour pillow. Do you want a foam firm?
You'd feel stupid calling down to reception, wouldn't you?
You're
requesting a pillow. That's ridiculous.
Bolster pillow, cuddle you pillow. There's one that's called a very firm pillow. Feather pillow, foam pillow, igusu pillow.
Oh, the igusu.
The igusu grass of Japan.
Now, right, you're going to feel like an idiot, aren't you? Hello? Is that reception? I'd like to order the Igusu Grass of Japan pillow. Come on, have a word.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Jen Long is playing Innuendo Bingo today. Hi, Jen.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for coming on. Now, you can hear Jen's show with Ali McRae Sunday night into Monday morning at midnight. So do you call it Sunday night or Monday morning?
Shmonday.
Right, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Loads of new music. BBC Introducing with Jen and Ali. That is every Shmonday at midnight. And you're doing the Radio 1 Review show next week?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So what happens is a bunch of music experts, that's right, sit around and just talk about all the new releases, and Jen's on that next week. Also, you'll hear a lovely voice popping up on BBC Three all the time, saying things like, next, it's Family Guy.
Do you want me to do it?
Please.
Coming up next, it's Family Guy.
That's you off the telly!
I only just found out about this. This is amazing.
Yes.
Do another one. Very quickly, sorry.
Later tonight, it's Sun, Sex and Suspicious Parents.
I knew you were going to do that one.
It's the best.
Okay, so do you get to... Sweet. Oh, no, because you're not there all the time live, are you?
No,
you...
I just had to record it all and then be like, sorry, guys, I'm going to have to run. I've got to go. And they were like, what are you going to do? I was like... have a man spit water in my face.
That's right. Yeah. In the name of entertainment.
How do you get that gig? Can I not give that a go one day?
Coming up next,
Family Guy.
You should. You come and do a guest one.
I'd love to do that one day. Yeah.
Okay, we'll sort it out.
Brilliant.
Right. Okay. Sure.
Okay, so if you want to get on the Radio 1 website now, get to your computer or just put it on your phone. Go to the Radio 1 website on your phone, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's Jen's first time at Innuendo Bingo. How much do you know, Jen? Have you seen any of it?
I've heard it and seen the photos. Okay. And then when you announced that I was going to be on it yesterday, Ali McRae sent me a text saying, I hope it's not a milky one.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That does occasionally happen where it's milky. But today it's just good old-fashioned water. And actually, we could all do with cooling down in this heat, I think. And the water is particularly cold. So... let us know if you're watching for the first time. Jen's playing for the first time as well. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get on the phone or camera now on your computer and watch us.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Don't be scared by the music, Jen. Don't be scared by the music.
Terrified.
Right, you ready for this?
Okay.
Face.
What happens is you fill your cheeks with water, then I will play a clip of innuendo that's happened over the last week. Oh, there's some classic ones in there as well, from the radio and TV that our listeners have spotted. Thank you if you've been doing this for us. If we use yours, remember you get 250 points. So obviously if the innuendo bingo makes you laugh, then the water will spill out of your mouth, hopefully onto each other. There are a couple of rules, and that is there must be eye contact between the two of you, and no hands rule. So, Jen, if you feel the water coming out, you just got to let it flood out. Don't put your hands in the way, OK? Here we go. So, we begin with BBC Wiltshire this afternoon, and this presenter, Graham Seaman. Yes.
Sorry, two things before we start. Why are you twitching?
Because you're making me laugh.
You look like a determined hamster.
Sorry.
You were twitching furiously. It was weird.
I was trying to hold it in.
Okay, put more water in.
All right.
Big gulp. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Over to Graham Seaman. Oh, wow, we haven't even started yet. And Graham is on BBC Wiltshire. Ready? Mm-hmm. He's giving some very specific instructions to his producer now.
Have we got it blowing bubbles yet?
No, not yet.
Because I've seen some random number generators that actually blow bubbles, and I like all the frills, so if you can work that, that would be lovely. If not, just stand there and blow yourself.
Jen went too early there.
Sorry.
And it's on her fringe. Good start.
Sorry.
And thank you to Graham there on BBC Wiltshire.
Lovely. If not, just stand there and blow yourself.
And thank you to Adam in Trowbridge for getting us started today. All right, so more water, please. Lost it already. So John in Warsaw was listening to Five Live Breakfast on Saturday. And was very impressed at how thoroughly the presenters prepare for all of their interviews.
Philip, thank you very much indeed for your time. Philip Breckner, director of travel company Discover Egypt.
I've been lubricating my lips in honour of our next guest.
Oh,
Oh, wow. This is going to be a wet one.
It's a silly one, isn't it?
It's a silly one.
I'm sorry, I'm just really immature.
No, no, it's fine. Welcome along. Know, yeah. Welcome along.
Welcome to the game.
It's not the most serious game. I don't feel adult. Okay. What was, please?
I've been lubricating my lips in honour of our next guest.
Jenna's lost it properly. Oh. Bet it's not this much fun at BBC Three. Well, maybe it is. Okay.
More water.
More water, please. She's running out already. Okay, so you can tell she's new. I like it. It's the enthusiasm. I'm enjoying it. Over to ITV's This Morning now. And Holly Willoughby here laying down a challenge to Philip Schofield and Ryland Clark.
Bill, three more, go.
Right, let's do it together. Ready? 3, 2, 1. First one to knock one off.
Thanks, Holly.
First one to knock one off.
Rose in Coventry emailed that one in. Thank you, Rose. Give yourself the points. They were enjoying a coconut shy there, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, fuck.
Are you wet?
Yeah.
Very
moist.
Do you want a spare there?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get to the Radio 1 website and watch this. It's amazing. Jen is already drenched.
I've got a BBC Three weekly planner meeting in half an hour.
Oh.
Coming up
Sorry
next.
Sorry about that.
Family
Coming
guy.
Up next, I'm wet. Okay. Here we go. Loads of water, please. Back to last week's dinner date on ITV now. And our favourite new way to serve pork.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork inside her.
Love dinner date.
With some pork inside her.
Oh, wow.
Where is it wettest, Chris?
All over already.
Is it?
Yeah.
You look uncomfortable.
Yeah, honestly.
For a new person playing, she's squirting a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going?
She's gone face first in the bin.
Such a mess.
Gary in Lincoln's having a middle class nightmare. He's just spat caramel frappe all over his white shirt.
Frap, frap, frap.
Frap, 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 frap.
Don't Instagram that.
And James Dorset says, I love Jen's voice and now I can see her too. She's pretty. Yeah. And Marv in Coventry is watching for the first time. Hi, Marv. I like that we've got people called Marv listening.
Hi, Marv.
Hi, Marv. More water, please. Over to Test Match Special next. And yet again, the conversation here appears to have veered well off topic.
Is that where you're staying?
Yeah.
You're staying in the Beaver, are you?
Yeah.
That's not actually the end of the clip, though.
Oh, no.
So let's try and make it to the end. Come on.
Sorry.
It's happening a lot at the moment on the cricket, I find. Okay, water?
It's, is that where you're staying?
Yeah.
You're staying in the Beaver, are you?
Yeah. It's very comfortable in the Beaver.
There we are. All happening there on Test Match Special.
It's very comfortable in the Beaver.
Well, if you will put a cricket match in the Vale of Beaver. Thank you to Graham in Weymouth for that one. Are you right there, Jen?
Wow. Oh,
are you drowning?
I'm definitely going to the cricket with Greg James now.
Absolutely, you need to. Okay, Nick in Aylesbury's playing along and watching. Jen is amazing, says G off of Preston. Kelly in Northampton's watching. Let us know if you are. Get on your phone or your computer to the Radio 1 website. Okay, more water, please. It's over to Grand Designs Australia now. And the presenter is out on the house's decking, having quite an intimate chat with the owners.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your deck's been enlarged by that. It was terrific.
Oh, shit. I can't. came out my nose.
There we are, on the decking there in Australia.
I can understand why your dick's being enlarged, Michael.
I think that's my favourite new one. Rob in Cheltenham sent that to scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. If you see anything or hear anything, send it in to me.
You're all right.
A little bit damp.
I have to say, Jen.
I can understand why your dick's being large.
back to last week's Big Brother. Chris, are you okay? You're looking very uncomfortable.
Do you know what it is? I didn't expect you to make this one so wet. I'm wearing this shirt. It's one of those which just everything seems to be gathering.
Okay.
Oh, me too.
Like a puddle.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, you look very uncomfortable, like almost like you're not enjoying it.
I am enjoying it. I'm cooling down. It's just a little more than I expected.
Okay.
I'm dripping.
Yes. But look, I certainly aren't complaining about that.
All right, then. So we're going back to last week's Big Brother. And Wolfie making herself at home.
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Oh, I watched it now. I never knew that was going on.
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Yep. Now, in this extreme heat... Water, please. In this extreme heat, it's comforting to remember the fun that we had in the snow last winter. Remember that?
Mm.
And nowhere more so than on ITV's This Morning.
It's fine if you don't have to go anywhere and do anything. Mm. It's nice, you can play.
And the next one, that's in Dorset. 6 inches deep, I'm still coming.
Jen, you've surprised us all today. You are. You're great at this.
6 inches deep, I'm still coming.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Chris in Glasgow isn't a big fan of listening to this with his mum. But still is. And David on the beach is watching on his phone. On the beach! People watching on the beach on their phone. It's the future.
There is a reason I didn't tell my nan I was coming on the radio today.
Absolutely. More water, please. Now... Oh, Chris.
Hang on.
Got your water there?
Yeah.
Now, who remembers Rick Stein?
Miguel Pujol.
That was, for regular listeners, that was the king of Mallorcan lardy cake.
Miguel Pujol.
Now, this was Rick from 2 weeks ago, really enjoying his dessert.
Ah, what an excellent thing is the English pudding. To come in pudding time is as much to say as to come in the most lucky moment in the world.
Gradual one. Okay. Well, Rick is back. Rick was back on Saturday Kitchen this week.
Hang on, I'm...
doing a shopping trip.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Mm-mm. More? Mm-mm. Oh, I just never done.
Sorry, can I get some more water?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
It's an evil laugh.
Okay, so Rick Stein on Saturday Kitchen. Now, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick had something on his mind.
I quite like the idea of buying the sausage by length. Miguel Pujol.
Okay. So.
This is crazy, isn't it?
This is a good one.
Glad I stole that towel.
Oh, yeah. God, imagine if you hadn't. Okay. More water and over to Movie Week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show now. And to be honest, not really an unexpected admission from Nick Grimshaw.
Kevin and Perry Go Large.
Never seen it.
Interested, really?
Though.
Love it.
Very,
love it.
Very interested.
Snatch.
I have seen it.
We didn't even get to the end.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have seen Snatch.
Oh, he has? I thought he hadn't. Well. That is unexpected.
Yeah, I have seen Snatch.
Okay, the Janku J in London for that one. I've not seen that, actually.
No.
And finally... finally on today's Innuendo Bingo... You'll always find Jim Davis running a tight ship at BBC Leicester.
Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
I trust that you ensure that your garden is kept well and truly prim and proper and ready for the neighbours.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was a wet one.
That was great.
That was a very wet one, Jen.
That was brilliant.
You are welcome.
That so good. That was Innuendo Bingo, with such highlights as...
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
And...
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
And...
It's very comfortable in the beaver.
That was awesome. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening. And Jen Long, have a great one. Have a great meeting at BBC Three.
Coming up next.
Oh,
coming up next.
Thank you, Jen. That was great. It was unexpectedly wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you very much, Jen Long, for playing Innuendo Bingo today. We did manage to get her quite dry thanks to that towel from the gym that she borrowed. There's a slight problem, though, in her nip area because she didn't bring a different bra. And now she's off to a meeting with two wet patches. Excellent. On Thursday, here's a word of warning for... Laura Tobin, bring another bra. Laura Tobin off of Daybreak. Aren't we all going to have a lovely time there? That's at 1:45 on Thursday, if you want to watch that. And thank you to Laura. We're getting a lot of weather people at the moment because they are, well, they're the talk of the moment, aren't they, because of the weather being so good. Schaffernacker was on last week. Laura Tobin on this week. Get them while they're hot, that's what I'm saying, before it starts to rain. Right, if this weather continues for another week, I'm saying we need to start talking about a siesta.
What do you mean?
Like in Spain and Italy, where they have a little short nap in the afternoon because it's too hot to work.
I'm for this, except it would be when we're on the radio, I assume.
Oh. Okay, well, can we say like midday? Sarah Cox has already been on for 2 hours, it's fine.
Well, I don't think it's the worst thing to do on our show. Just have a...
What, tell people to sleep through it?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's on in Spain, Italy, Greece. It's as hot as there at the moment.
What happens to the radio over there then?
I think they just turn it off, do they?
Do they?
Well, no one's listening to it, are they? I'm not doing that. It's supposed to be a short nap. So what, like 12:45, I'm saying?
A news beat's 15
minutes. Oh, yeah, sorry. I just want a short nap early afternoon. I think everyone's going to be up for this. We'll discuss it with Tobin on Thursday. Okay, someone's come up with an idea. Why don't we just turn Radio 1 off? For half an hour from 2 o'clock. Then there's no music playing, so people can leave the radio on, but it's quiet, and then you can have a little nap. But then what we do is we just wake them up again at 2:30. So we just leave it silent between 2 and 2:30.
I think it does it not need something, otherwise people will just go, oh, the radio's broken.
Well, no, because everyone will know about it. This is going to be our like national siesta time at 2 o'clock. So everyone goes, I'll go, and now sleep. It's time for your siesta, right? And everyone has a little sleep, and then I put something banging on at 2:30 to wake them up again. Everyone goes back to work. We get half an hour off.
Or I could be a sleeping aid. I could talk people to sleep.
That wouldn't be a problem, I don't think. But I'm saying just leave it blank for half an hour. If it carries on like this, we're going to have to do something because people are tired. You know what I'm saying?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we tried this thing out last week. We call it a speech jammer. It's this thing that just makes your voice go weird. I put a slight delay in that person's headphones. It's only a tiny, tiny bit of a second, 0.2 of a second, but it makes their brain go mad when they hear their own voice in their ears. So just to give you an example of how that works. You right there, Chris?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, put the button on, and now you should have the delay. Say sausages over and over.
Sausages, sausages. Sausages, sausages, sausages. Cheers. It's when you try and say two things.
Go.
Sausages, sausages, sausages.
Say Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills.
Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills.
I don't know why it goes up and down. It just scrambles your brain. I'm enjoying this. Say, coming up next on Radio 1, Arctic Monkeys.
Coming up next on Radio 1 on the Scott Mills also is the Arctic Monkeys.
This is my fave.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
So this is what Chris is hearing in his ears. Speak.
Hello, my name is Chris and I enjoy sausages.
So it's really off-putting. And that slight delay makes him sound like that. We thought, who talks really fast? And then we thought, yeah, Zane Lowe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming out as both a 7-inch and digitally on London-based New Music Club in early June. But right now, your first taste, as far as most people listening to this radio show, is concerned of a band called Deep Sea Arcade. This is Lonely in Your Arms. It's next. Hype!
Okay, good. So can he go that fast with the 0.2-second delay on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Zane Lowe.
Hi, Scott Mills.
How are you?
It's good to see you, my friend.
I don't see you much anymore.
I know.
It's different times, isn't it?
We used to have fun, remember?
I know.
In that 2 minutes across the weekday.
7 o'clock.
We used to bounce off each other's energy. It was great.
Some people just tuned in for that.
I know. It was the high point of a lot of people's day. I'm not sure what that says about our respective shows.
Okay, today, Zane, I want you to have a go at this delay thing that we did last week. Did you hear a bit of it? You were involved.
Of course I did. Yeah, Chris tried to catch me out, but you know, it's Chris Stark. No one believes a word this guy says anymore. That's Look at this guy. Look at that face. Look at that punter, cheeky chappy. Look at it.
So what's going to happen in a minute is there's going to be a slight delay in your ears that will mess with your mind.
Is that how it was before when he was speaking to me? I thought he was drunk.
It does sound like you're drunk, but I don't know what it is about this delay. It's 0.2 seconds.
Is it scientific?
I think maybe it is, because
it is now.
No one seems to be able to speak properly when they can hear it in their ears.
You do know that when I broadcast with delay.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I broadcast with delay because it sounds more compressed and more centered and more boring. But basically, most people don't like to do it, but I've just gotten so used to it that I talk now, like this all the time.
Oh, so this might not phase you at all.
Shall we see if I can break science?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see if I can destroy science.
We think you'd be the greatest person at this because on your show you do talk really fast. So let's see how it goes.
When I'm at home, I talk really slowly.
To compensate. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to put you through to somebody. Obviously, you don't know who it is.
No. Will I recognise their voice?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's someone you would have dealt with before.
All right. Should I clear my throat? Like Fat Man Scoop?
And then what we'll do is we'll press the button and then the delay will be in your ears and let's see how you go.
All right. Cool.
Okay, so
Zane, no one asked me to do wacky stuff ever. This is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So I want you to know that this is 100% a genuine music journalist. Okay?
Okay.
It's not anyone in the office. It's definitely someone that's into the music.
Does his initial start with P and R?
No.
Okay.
But it's definitely a real music journalist.
All right.
And they want to ask you about the Jay-Z interview.
Okay.
Okay. It's happening every night this week, 7 o'clock with Zane Lowe.
That's
Radio
right,
One.
That's the plug, that's why I'm here.
Press the button. Okay, Zane, your delay should be there in your headphones now.
Hi, Zane, it's Greg Cochran from NME. Are you ready for our interview?
Oh my God, that's actually Ian Inventee.
Hey, Zane?
Greg, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Are you all right?
I'm good, I'm just a bit tired, emotional.
Tired and emotional. Yeah. Why so emotional?
Just been a big week.
Yeah, with all your Jay-Z stuff.
Yeah, with Jay-Z stuff.
Tell me about the interview you did with Jay-Z then.
A bit caught off guard here, Greg, because I didn't really know someone's going to do an interview.
You weren't expecting to do an interview?
Nah.
You sound a bit... Are you just kind of slurring your words, Zane? Is everything all right?
That's a bit offensive. I'm not slurring my words.
Oh, yeah. It sounds a bit weird.
Tired.
Tired.
It's tired.
Okay. Isn't now a good time to still ask you about the Jay-Z stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So tell me about the big interview you've done with Jay-Z. Then.
It was so great. And he was in a great mood. And we just had a good time. And he's a good guy.
And what was it actually like meeting him? Because I know you've met him before, but what's he like in person?
Awesome.
Awesome.
I don't know what else to say. It's just that he was in great mood, and we had a good. I'm sorry, Greg. It doesn't. I don't sound myself. I can tell that I don't sound my usual self. But you got to trust me tonight. From 7 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday, it's totally worth listening to.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I mean, is everything all right though? I mean, you don't sound yourself.
I'm good.
Okay. So tell us a bit about what you spoke to Jay-Z about.
Oh man, I can't. You have to listen. Greg, I gotta go because look, you're right. I'm emotional right now. It's been a big week, and you're a good man, Greg Cochran.
Maybe have like a lie down or something, Zane. I don't know. You definitely don't sound too great.
I mean, don't patronize me, man.
Or maybe, yeah, I don't know. It just sounds like you're kind of, you're just sounding a bit woozy.
So I'm going to respectfully say goodbye, and I'll talk to you under different circumstances another time.
Yeah, let's have a chat another time, Zane. But, like, rest up. It sounds like, yeah.
Shut up. Go away. Please make it stop. Yeah, I'm done.
Cheers.
Bye.
End it.
Oh my god.
You know what, though? He got nothing out of you. Nah. You just told him to listen tonight from 7.
I highly recommend that to all tight-lipped pop stars, rock stars, and anybody else who doesn't want to give anything away. Because it is
press the button, and you will not say a thing.
That is impossible. That is actually impossible. And yesterday, what was weird was that, you know, you were like, oh, it'll make you feel a little bit strange. And I thought I had it in my head how that would feel. But as soon as you start talking... Because it's not like you're delayed. I've done delays before, but that is like...
It scrambles your brain. Yeah. That was great. Thank you so much, Zane.
Thanks for having me.
And make sure you listen to the second part of the Jay-Z interview tonight from 7.
It doesn't sound anything like that.
On Radio 1. Thank you, Zane.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think the interview with the music journalist went really well. He got a lot of stuff which you can print, I think. Rebecca Goodman says, I'm laughing so much. I had to kind of leave my office at work. Charlie, Louise, Matthew, Abby, Michelle, Becca, Aideen, B, Andrew, and Jessica on Twitter, and so many people on the text absolutely loving Zane having a go at the speech jammer.
But it shows, doesn't it? I mean, even someone like Zane Lowe, who talks really, really fast and thinks way ahead of anything, you know...
He was trying to beat it as well, and he just couldn't.
You can't. You've got to do this next.
I want to do it. I want to have a go,
I'm going to think up some amazing scenario for you.
Someone that I've got to call?
Yeah, you made me speak to the boss and made me sound drunk. Zane Lowe looked like an idiot in front of that music journalist.
I want to do it. I really do. So tonight, Jay-Z... talking to Zane again. It's the four-part interview, day 2. 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1 tonight. Part 1 of the interview is on the Radio 1 website and the Radio 1 YouTube channel. You can watch it as well. That's up there already. Part 2 is tonight from 7 when he talks about fame.
They look to you like this mythical character and this inspiration and hope.
Yeah.
You know, so in that case, it's great. You know, but then there's days where you would just want to be normal and you just want to be human and you want to go to the store and just walk outside, you know, with your child and get some ice cream or something.
Now,
and
can it's you like, do that? Because you seem to do it. I mean, you and your wife keep it cool.
We pretty much move, you know, every day like normal things, everything. But there's another level to it that we have to deal with. And some days, you know, like anyone else, you know, some days you're not in the mood.
Yeah.
You're just not in the mood to be, you know, 100 cameras in your face. Mm. You know, it's just like, okay. And then there's like, a line of respect that you wish, like, you know, just honor and some kind of integrity that you wish. I get it. I know I'm on the field. Mm-hmm. I got my jersey on. I'm on mm-hmm. the field. I know I'm fair game. That's fine. But mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. you know, if it was just that, but then it would be too perfect.
So that is Jay-Z, part two of the interview tonight with Zane, talking normally.
How about the big interview done with Jay-Z? Then
it was so great. And he was in a great mood. And we just had a good time. And he's a good guy.
And what was it actually like meeting him? Because I know you've met him before, but what's he like in person?
Awesome.
Why does he go like he's from the deep south? Well, on the
it
voice.
Makes you do strange things.
On the speech jam. Zane and Jay-Z tonight, 7 o'clock. Okay, 3:40, Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real. One of my fave bits of the week.
Okay.
Charlie Sloth, who's wearing a football T-shirt today.
All right, so before he comes in, I've been asked to ask you, what you need to do with him is, it's starting to get a little bit silly.
Has there been a complaint?
Not a complaint, but just a couple of people saying, what's going on with those two now? It's getting very, very kind of, I don't know, it's odd. When I sit here and watch you two kind of going at it, so to speak, it's starting to get more and more, I don't know if it's that you two are getting more and more comfortable. But a lot of, say, the fattest things that you're going on about and stuff like that.
So
do you know what I mean?
Stop the fattest thing, right?
I don't know, because he seems to really enjoy it as well. And
is it only entertaining for us two? Is that what you're saying?
Is it only us
that's having a laugh?
I don't think it is. I find it quite funny, but then I think to myself, actually, what's going on?
Okay. I think maybe last week we went too far.
Mm.
Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth at 3:40 today. I promise I'll be sensible. The rest of the week's looking good. Tomorrow, he's on breakfast as well. Daniel Radcliffe will be here and we'll be pitching some little movie ideas to him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, we haven't said too much about this yet.
Oh, no.
But okay. There's a few things that I personally would like to run past him.
Then Thursday, 1:45, it's going to be Daybreak's Laura Tobin on Innuendo Bingo. And then on Friday, we are going to play the brand new song for the first time on Radio 1 by One Direction. Best song ever. And we have Harry Styles to talk to about the track and generally what's going on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, we've got some posh listeners. How many people do you think from our listeners are in swimming pools at the moment? We were talking about this the other day. And how in Australia, if you've got a raised pool, you might as well give up.
Yes,
there's a very, very big snobbery around it. I heard this Australian radio station once, I was saying the other day. They're like, oh, you've got a raised pool, which means it's not one that's built in.
So you think there's a fair few people listening in pools right now?
I reckon there are people listening, like having a pool party right now.
No way.
After school or after work. I bet you are. I bet you it happens.
There's people swimming away right now.
Definitely. I already had a tweet from Daniel Edwards. He's just made a homemade pool. How did you do that? Send me a picture.
Well, that's not a pool, is it? You dig a hole in the ground, it's not...
Bit of tarp, bit of wood.
Right, okay.
Homemade. I want people that are listening in actual pools right now.
Charlie's looking at the pools that are being sent in by...
Oh, is it?
Oh!
Ow! Are any of them as good as your big pool?
I've not seen any so far.
Have a look at some of our listeners' pools.
It's like we're playing hot or not.
What's that one? Oh, that looks a bit dusty, that one, doesn't it?
Is that a pool?
Dusty pool.
These are clean.
Dusty pool.
Do you know, there's nothing worse than like going to someone's house, checking their pool out, and it having like lime scale on the side and like sludge.
I hate a dusty pool,
because I ain't getting in that.
You got a dusty pool.
No, I've got a sick pool.
Have you got a diving board?
No.
I think that's taking it too far.
That's taking it too far.
Now, can I just ask that we need to be sensible today, because there's something's happened, Charlie. I don't know what happened.
What?
But last week when we were on, I think we were having way too much fun.
Really?
And I think some people didn't feel included. Hey, where's this come from, Chris?
No, it was just someone who said a comment. He said to me, like, are they both okay? Are they, like, and I just needed to be clear that it definitely were.
It went a bit off the rails last week.
What did it mean? Are we okay?
I don't know what that means. I wasn't sure.
I think you two forget that you're on the radio when we do this.
We do this every day, darling.
We do it because we're mates. That's what I think you would appreciate, though. Yeah. It's just mates having a little bit of a chat on the radio.
I'm all for it. I'm just...
Well, if you want it to be sensible and boring,
No. Listen, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
We can keep it Radio 2 if you like.
Yeah. Radio 2 with Charlie Sloth.
And Scott Mills.
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. There you go. So, what have we got coming up today?
Scott? Oh, man.
I just come hang out. That's
yeah. Zane's here as well.
Hello. Experience the Charlie Slough and Scott Mills experience.
Hang out next to you?
Zane's here. Yeah, come and.
I don't want to say nothing.
Grab a mic.
Okay.
I just want to hang out.
You know what?
What's going on?
He's changed.
I just want to hang out.
Scott, he's changed. Ever since he got that 70 minutes of Jay-Z,
I can't say it. I really wish I could say it. After seven, I could say it. It's mildly offensive, but you're that.
Well, this is a nice surprise.
Wow. I just want to hang out. Don't let me get...
No, it's cool. I just feel that something bad's going to happen.
No, I swear.
Are we
like
getting
you.
Set up? There's something going down here.
I'm not like you guys. I just came to hang out.
Good, okay.
Anyone else here?
Yep. Greg's there as well. If anyone else want to come in, it's the Radio 1 family. Radio 1 and one extra family.
But see,
now it does feel like something's going to happen, doesn't it?
Let's just make it more exclusive.
Okay.
Inclusive. I meant the opposite world.
I just came to hang out. Hey, you have my seat.
No, I don't. I'll just watch. I like this is my favourite reel, no reel.
This is great. Okay. Oh, the pressure's on now, isn't it? Okay, right.
Charlie, you are the best at reel, no reel.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thursdays. When I do it on Thursdays, it's not as good.
I've been told.
I'm joking. Gosh, boy. Yeah.
I'm joking.
I take that back.
I'm joking, bro. Come on.
Hey, look, you're looking thin.
Really?
No.
There was no need for that. There was no need for that, Greg.
Right, can I just stop the music?
Love you.
Right. This is exactly what they were talking about last week.
It's not my fault I've got more listeners from 4 to 7 than Greg James. It's not my fault. I'm just joking, Greg. Just playing.
Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Slough off One Extra.
Brad Pitt broke his arm just before filming began on the movie Seven. The plot was amended to make his character walk around with his arm in a sling.
So the plot of Seven was changed.
Because he had a broken arm. I don't think that's how it works, is it? You can't just change a plot. I thought we were talking yesterday about how CGI and stuff can make anything look normal. Like they could just CGI a normal arm on him or something.
Yeah, they can put like sunglasses on pandas and stuff.
Right.
Charlie Slough, what are you saying?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, this is going well.
I'm trying to be sensible.
Charlie.
I'm scared to talk, Zane. We've had several complaints that me and Scott are treating this like a social club, if you like. Yep.
That's what radio is, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, but, you know, we don't want to upset those old folk.
And now the pressure's on us and we're being rubbish. Yeah. If they just let us go, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, the plot of Seven has been changed to take account of Brad Pitt's injury.
No. No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Thanks, Zane! Zane knows everything, you know. That's why anytime I need advice, I always speak to Zane, man.
Yeah.
He's like my mentor. Like, both of you guys. It's funny because both of you guys are actually like mentors.
Don't listen to him. This is what he does. He goes in and he tries to kill you with kindness, but there's a secret subplot.
There's no plot. I'm just a very honest guy. Like, do you know, if sometimes I say things about
Never
people,
trust a man who gesticulates that much when he's trying to tell you what he's
true.
Like.
True. Look at his fat fingers.
True.
What do you mean by fat fingers? Why are you so fattest? Look at my hands.
I have a fat man's hand.
So have I. Look, I even downloaded an app where you could, like, my fingers could run on a treadmill on my phone.
He has only three keys on his keypad on his iPhone.
Yes.
Wow. You guys actually have fatter hands than me.
Yes, look.
That's pretty weird. They are fat.
For once, you're not fattest.
That is bizarre. I've not got fat fingers, have I, Chris, really?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry. Right. Everyone just calm down. Let's continue with the game.
No, this is great. Please stay.
Carry on.
In the 2008 film Madagascar Escape to Africa, the role of Stephen the Giraffe is played by Radio 1 and One Extra presenter Trevor Nelson.
Okay, so I've seen the picture of the giraffe now. So the voice is Trevor Nelson. Doesn't look anything like Trevor
Doesn't
Nelson,
look
obviously.
Nothing like Trevor, no.
I don't think they have to look like the person that's doing the voice.
And can you do an impression of the voice, Scott? Or have you got the...
I don't have it here with me.
Suppose it would sound like Trevor Nelson.
Use your imagination. It would sound like R&B's Trevor Nelson.
But it might be Nick Bright. Because Nick Bright and Trevor Nelson sound quite a lot alike.
Do they?
A lot. A lot of people think that Nick Bright is Trevor Nelson. That's a true fact.
Really?
Yeah. So it might be Nick Bright and people just think he's Trevor Nelson.
Okay.
I think Trevor Nelson... do you remember when he robbed my phone.
He robbed your phone?
No, he robbed... In fact, Chris, who works on the show, he robbed his phone and he robbed my pass or something like that.
He's. We call him Fingers Nelson because he does like to take things.
We now call him Fingers Nelson.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I just want to say...
Yes,
say. Off the back of the fat fingers conversation, yeah. he has delightful fingers.
They're soft,
smooth fingers.
And he was a hair model once. You know that, right?
He was a hair model.
He was a hair model.
We're making up our own real or no
I could be a hair model. Have you seen my hands?
That's a very niche market.
Yeah. Yeah.
But particular brands.
Anyway.
But what I was saying is, Chris, who works on the show, I had to go around to his house. Mm. Apparently, it was very, very nice.
Really?
The monies that have come from Madagascar 3.
I bet he's got all the TVs. I bet he puts your house to shame with your 102-incher.
I bet it does.
How many?
102 inches he's got.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but that's what dudes who have a little bit of money do, is they buy the biggest TV they got. So it distracts from the fact that he doesn't own any linen.
I'm skin. I'm in my overdraft.
You've got a pool?
Yeah, I've got a pool with my initials at the bottom. Put that in there as well. And right next to it, there's like a little spa hot tub thing. And
there's actually no point in playing this game anymore. It's just degenerated into...
Say real and someone else say no real.
Real. This is no real. This is no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yeah. So what did you say? No real.
No real. Right. I got it right.
Okay, let's do another one. No one's taking any notice anyway.
The Disney Pixar film WALL-E was so complicated to animate that it took a total of 5.7 million working hours to complete.
Real.
5.7 million hours? How many days is that?
Yeah, but that's combined, isn't it? Through a lot of people.
I did hear that this took some time, but I didn't realise it was that long.
Yeah. 5.7. I'm looking at Zane.
I'm here.
The film WALL-E
took 5.7 million hours to make.
Real. Just say real.
Just someone say something.
I'll say real.
I'm going to say real as well. Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yay! Points.
What about this one though?
When Robert De Niro went up to collect his Best Actor award at the 1980 Oscars, he was eating 7,000 calories a day in preparation for his next role as a wrestler, and as such, was the fattest man ever to win an Oscar.
There had to be one fattest one in there, didn't there, Scott?
Well,
you are so fattest.
You're fattest.
You're the fattest person I've ever met.
You're definitely fattest. So, Robert De Niro... Like you waddle into the studio, he waddled up to collect an Oscar.
I don't waddle. Have you noticed how I'm wearing all these football shirts lately?
Yeah.
Why are you?
It's really slimming.
Why the stripy ones is my question.
What, are you trying to say they're not flattering?
No. I'm saying they are flattering.
All right.
It's a simple question. Why?
Aren't the stripes supposed to go the other way to be more flattering?
Woo!
Just saying.
I'm not trying to be flattering. I'm just, just trying to show that I'm a footballer.
Flattering.
Flattering.
We love you just the way you are.
Can you play football?
I'm amazing.
Are you?
Yeah.
At football?
Amazing.
In goal or?
In goal. Well,
how are you at rounders?
Are you going to get at rounders?
I'm amazing at all sports, apart from running.
Well, we've got a rounders match happening later this week. We want you to be on.
Okay.
Team captain, yeah?
Who's going to be on our team?
I'm on the other team. Oh, okay.
You're the other captain?
Yeah, but I'll be equally bad.
I'm not going to be bad.
Well, you are, though.
I'm sick. I'm like Babe Ruth. You know who that is?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. One of the best baseball players ever.
All time. All-star.
Okay, well, it's the idea is that we get bad people who are bad at
sport. Black and white baseball as well, back in the day, pre-colour TV.
Yeah, pre-colour. When Westwood used to watch TV.
Now, can I just say, I think that we've all had a little bit too much sun. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to put it out there.
I like it, and lots of people seem to be liking this as well.
Stephen in Ashford says we're making it feel like a Friday. I mean, it's a shambles. I mean, but it's...
Chill out, Mills.
Chill out, man.
It's
been amazing.
Don't try and control things. Just let it flow.
Yeah.
All right.
Let it flow.
This is how Radio Gold is made.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Anyway, listen. There's ways we can steer this back in. What was the dilemma? The real or no real scenario? I didn't have headphones on. What was it?
Good point.
Robert De Niro was so fat that he had to waddle up to collect an Oscar.
How do you even judge that? Like, he was waddling. It's not like somebody put a waddle meter on him and went, well, he's clearly waddling after you get that Oscar, isn't he? I mean, he could have been practicing for a role. Someone made an observation at the Vanity Fair after party, other magazines are available in the marketplace, that perhaps he had put on a bit of weight. Then all of a sudden, it's a real or no real question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is incredible. The man was taxi driver. Damn it.
This is like when I was listening to your interview and you were talking about T and B and C and D all in one room.
You don't know those initials. Like, you can't call them that.
This is great. This is like a similar vibe.
I can't call them by those initials.
Sorry.
We have to call them by their real names.
It almost needed a key, didn't it, with the letters at one point. It was like...
Oh, this is the Jay-Z interview we're talking about when Jay starts to talk about B and T. Who he means is Beyonce and Justin Timberlake.
Timberland.
B and T.
Yeah.
CS.
But we can't...
He said CS.
CS.
Edit it out.
CS.
Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
Arm wrestle now, the two of you. Go.
Come on.
Arm wrestle now.
Let's go for it.
Now,
left
go.
Or right, left or right arm?
We'll go right.
We're going to go right. It's my weak arm.
Right now, go.
So now we're having an arm wrestle.
Everyone wants to see this.
What's going on?
It's Fats versus Smalls. Look at this.
Don't hold on to the table.
Okay,
fair.
All right.
Okay, Johnny Slough, Chris Starr.
By the way, what do we win?
That's no real.
The game.
Go.
All right, here we go. Cool, I'll give you a chance. Go for it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
Oh, yep. It's good. It's strong.
He's good. Charlie Sloth is playing with it. Chris is bringing it back.
Oh, Charlie Sloth is just playing with it right now. Look, he's swatting him like a fly on a hot day.
Charlie Sloth wins. Easily. I have no idea what happened in the last 10 minutes.
I'm playing with you, Chris. We use my left arm.
Okay, everyone, hello. Robert De Niro, real or no real?
No real.
Real. No real. It's not working.
That one is no real.
There you go.
Right, someone tell me the scores.
No real. Sure, but I think I scored 10, Charlie scored 40.
Thanks for that, man.
Okay, right.
See you later, Zane.
Bye, Zane. Whoa.
That was an experience.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, guys.
Tomorrow on the show, we play the awkward Twitter game. Follow me, follow you, but who's following who? And Chris pitches some new movie ideas that he's had to Daniel Radcliffe. That can only go well.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.